taking a few moments to adjust your posture in an agreeable way. Taking care of any afternoon sleepiness by periodically standing, having the eyes open, remembering that's very skillful. Connecting with the sense of sitting and breathing. Linking the mind to the breath, the sense of sitting. Cultivating interest and friendliness. A number of sessions ago, we did a sweeping body scan where we'd scan through, noticing the surface sensations at the skin from head to toe, and then we moved upwards from the feet to the head, going deeper, sensing the flesh, and then from head to toe again, down to the bone. And so it was asked of me that we repeat this again, so we're going to repeat it today with some emphasis on remembering those three characteristics as we go, noticing how what we feel in the body is inherently imperfect. That's the dukkha characteristic. Inherently imperfect, unreliable, unsatisfactory, which is totally connected to the next characteristic, the impermanence, the changing nature. Imperfect, impermanent. And then the not-self characteristic, the third characteristic, we'll characterize today as impersonal. It's not about me. It's not mine. Holding this as a possibility. Impersonal. So another way to hold impersonal is that whatever's happening in the body is just nature rolling on, just like the waves of the ocean. They're going to do their thing, so is each and every body and buddy. And now bringing the awareness to the top of the head, feeling the scalp. Just as it is. Opening to the sensations at the scalp, at the crown of the head, the back and sides. A light touch. Feeling the skin of the ears. coming to the face, feeling the skin of the forehead. The eyes, the eyelids. The cheeks, the chin, the nose. The lips. A light touch of awareness, sensing the skin of the face. Coming to the neck, the front and the back, the skin. And now to the shoulders. And into the upper arms, feeling the skin. Sense of the clothing, perhaps, next to the skin. The air touching the skin. The skin of the elbows and the forearms. The skin of the hands, the backs of the hands, the palms, each and every finger and thumb. Taking good care of wandering mind, noting where it wanders to, and gently returning to this moment, this body, again and again, as a way to settle the mind, heart, body. Bringing the awareness now, if you will, to the chest, feeling the skin, chest wall, underarms, feeling the skin at the top of the back, the shoulder blades, a little lower. Feeling the skin. Letting the awareness travel down the back. Feel the rest of the back at your own pace. Feeling the skin. Bringing awareness to the front of the body, feeling the skin over the belly. And then all through the pelvic region, the buttocks, point where you're sitting, the front of the pelvis, over the hip joints, feeling the skin. And letting the awareness now travel into the thighs, feeling the skin from the buttocks all through the thighs. And then the knees. A light touch of awareness now into the lower legs. Perhaps a sense of where the skin and the clothing meet. And then coming into the feet, the tops of the feet and the bottoms of the feet, feeling the skin of the toes. Perhaps having a sense of the whole body and feeling just the skin. Imperfect. Impermanent. Impersonal. Now with the bottom of the feet, letting the awareness penetrate a little deeper into the flesh. Into the soles of the feet and the toes. Letting the awareness go a little deeper. The tops of the feet into the flesh. Now into the ankles and the lower legs, feeling the flesh, the muscles of the lower legs. And then inside the knee joints, feeling the fleshy parts. Inside the knee joints. Feeling the flesh of the thighs all the way up to the buttocks. Feeling these great muscles. Letting the awareness penetrate deeper than the skin. And gently shifting the awareness into the hands, feeling the flesh of the fingertips and the thumbs, the lengths of the fingers. Feeling the flesh of the palms. Gently bringing awareness back when it shifts. Noting where it went to. Noticing any hindrances, any wanting mind, any aversive mind. Naming those. Naming any sleepiness. Caring for it. Naming restlessness, worry mind. And naming doubt if it shows. So naming the hindrances, feeling them through the body. Noticing that they too are imperfect, impermanent, and impersonal. They are conditioned arisings. They don't define us. Let them pass through and come back to the body scan. Feeling the flesh of the hands, perhaps the top of the hands. And coming into the forearms, feeling the flesh, the muscles of the forearms. And into the elbows, into the soft inside parts of the elbows. Now the upper arms all the way into the shoulder joints, feeling the fleshy parts of the upper arms and shoulder muscles and joints. The armpits. And then letting that go, let's drop our awareness down into the pelvic region, feeling the flesh at the buttocks, all through the pelvic area, over the hip joints, the lowermost parts of the back. And coming to the belly, the abdomen, feeling the flesh of the belly. Letting the awareness move through, down to the sacrum. And feeling your way up the back, feeling the muscles, the flesh of the back. The spaces between the ribs. The movement of the flesh with breathing. respecting body as body, imperfect, impermanent, and impersonal. Moving the awareness up the back, through the shoulder blade region to the top, the shoulder muscles, the back of the neck, feeling the flesh. Letting the attention now move through into the chest region, feeling the flesh of the chest, moving with the breathing. And into the front of the neck, feeling the flesh. And now coming into face and head, feeling the flesh of the chin, and the cheeks, the flesh of the lips, and the tongue, palate, feeling the little space between the lips and the nose, the flesh. Feeling the fleshy parts of the nose, the tip of the nose. The flesh of the eyes. Muscles, the eyelids, between the eyes. And the flesh of the forehead. Moving into the scalp, the crown, the back, the sides, and the flesh of the ears. Perhaps a sense of the body as a whole now, penetrating through, feeling the flesh of the whole body, as that instruction makes sense to you. Imperfect. Impermanent. Impersonal. Not taking my word for these three characteristics, but noticing them in your scan. Investigating for them. And let's scan now down. Starting at the crown of the head, feeling the cranium, the skull, the top, the back, the sides, the bones of the skull. The bones of the forehead. Now don't worry about whether or not you are technically feeling the bones. Just allow yourself to let your awareness penetrate deeper than it did the last time and see what happens next. Feeling the bones of the jaw all the way down to the chin. Sense of the bones of the orbits of the eyes. In the topmost part of the nose. And the cheekbones. Feeling the bones of the teeth. Hard palate. Feeling the bones in the spine, in the neck. So tracing from the lower parts of the cranium, the skull, into the top parts of the spine, in the neck. Letting the awareness travel down the spine a short way. Perhaps starting to feel the uppermost ribs and the upper parts of the shoulder blades, the scapulae. And then letting that awareness move outwards to the tips of the shoulders. And feeling the uppermost parts of the humerus, the first bone of the upper arms, and tracing the awareness down the humerus left and right, feeling the bones of the upper arms as best you can. And down to the elbow, feeling that end point of the humerus at the elbow. And feeling the other bones in the elbow joint as best you can. Sometimes we can feel specific bones, sometimes it's more just placing our attention more deeply in the body that we engage in. It's all good. And then letting the awareness trace through the forearms, feeling the two bones, the radius and the ulna of the forearms. And into the wrists. Perhaps a sense of the bones at the wrists. And then feeling the bones of the hands through the top of the hands, the backs of the hands, through each and every finger and thumb, as best you can. Feeling the bones. And now letting the awareness move back up to the chest, top of the chest, feeling the clavicles. The collarbone. And into the breastbone, the sternum. And outwards, feeling the ribs and noticing how all of these bones are moving with the breath. And bringing the awareness around to the back, making contact with the spine, moving the awareness gently down the spine, feeling the shoulder blades, the scapulae as you go, feeling the ribs, noticing how all of this moves with the breath. Going a little further down the back into the thoracic spine, feeling the bones, the spine, the ribs. All of it moves with breathing. A little farther down now, lower ribs. Now down into the low back region, feeling the spine, the lumbar spine. Letting the awareness go all the way down to the tailbone, feeling the bones. And taking in the hip joints, feeling all the bones of the hip joints around the sides, around to the front, the whole pelvis. Feeling this body just as it is, perfectly imperfect, perfectly impermanent, perfectly impersonal. Beautiful nature rolling on. Feeling the sitting bones as you sit. Or stand. Moving that awareness along the length of the femur all the way down to the knee, feeling the bones of the thighs. Opening to any aches and discomforts that show. With kindness, with interest, with acceptance. It's just life as it is. Feeling into the bones of the knees, the kneecap. And now into the lower leg, feeling the shins. Bringing the awareness down into the ankles. Feeling the bones of the ankles, the end of the tibia and the end of the fibula at the sides. And then coming into the feet. The sense of the bones of the feet, the heel, the talus. And the different tarsal bones can be hard to feel, but you can feel the heel bone, the talus, and the metatarsals along the top of the feet. And into the toes. Feeling the bones. And now, as best you can, perhaps feeling the whole of the body, feeling the bones of the whole body, a sense of the whole skeleton. Bone. And then the flesh. And the skin. Feeling the whole of the body, perfectly imperfect, impermanent, and impersonal, just as it is.